What's News? I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Investigators are analyzing manila envelope packages, each containing an explosive device sent to prominent Democrats and Trump opponents. We'll talk with Wall Street Journal law enforcement reporter Zolan Cano-Youngs in a moment. First, here are some top headlines. Sources say the U.S. is refusing to resume trade negotiations with China until Beijing comes up with a concrete proposal to address Washington's complaints about forced technology transfers and other economic issues. The impasse threatens to undermine a meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi Jinping of China, scheduled for the end of November at the Group of 20 Leaders Summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Both sides had hoped the gathering would ease the trade tensions. We're continuing to track financial markets, which bounced back Thursday from a nasty rout the previous day. The NASDAQ Composite Index had fallen into correction territory for the first time in 2 years. For the latest stock market updates, click on WSJ.com or WSJ Podcasts. The Wall Street Journal says Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is expected to approve a Homeland Security request for 800 U.S. troops to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border to provide logistical support for border agents. The troops are expected to be in place by next week in anticipation that a caravan of thousands of migrants, currently more than 1,000 miles from the U.S.-Mexican border, could reach it that soon if they board buses or trains. Saudi Arabia says information shared by Turkey indicates the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was premeditated, as Riyadh backed away from an earlier assertion that the death followed a heated brawl. Mr. Khashoggi, a government critic, was killed inside the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Since then, Saudi Arabia has faced mounting international pressure to offer a credible narrative of what happened amid suspicions the operation was approved from the highest level of government. Still ahead, more on the packages containing explosive devices. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. More suspicious packages have been sent to prominent Democrats and outspoken critics of President Trump. The Wall Street Journal says New York police reportedly recovered an explosive device addressed to actor Robert De Niro early Thursday in New York's Tribeca District. And law enforcement discovered two packages addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden in two Delaware locations. As we speak, this brings the total to 10 packages of a similar nature containing bomb-type devices delivered this week. Updating us on the latest developments is Wall Street Journal reporter Zolan Cano-Youngs. Zolan, recognizing that this is a fluid story subject to change, did all these packages have a similar appearance to them?
Yeah, they did. They did. So yesterday, the NYPD sent to, I think, more than 20,000 businesses around the city. And the FBI also put out a public notice with an image of the package that was sent to CNN. And what they're looking for is a large manila envelope. We're going to see in the top right corner rows of stamps, and then it's going to list the sender as Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They also note that these suspicious packages may have misspelled names, which they do for Ms. Wasserman Schultz.
And she is the Florida congressman, the Democratic Florida congressman.
Yes, absolutely. And it may, have more misspelled names. They warn of any type of protruding wires as well. They're alerting mail staff as well as security to be on the lookout for that. So you can imagine how scary that is, given a large manila envelope with stamps. That just looks like a package,
sure.
Right?
What about the device delivered to Robert De Niro at the Tribeca Grill in Tribeca? Now, this contained an explosive device, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing from sources thus far, and we don't have any official word on this, but what I hear from sources is that that package did contain an explosive device that was similar to the packages that was sent out to prominent Democrats as well as CNN. And when we look at what we reported on from those packages yesterday, it was described by the top counterterrorism official from the NYPD as a pipe bomb.
At this point, Zolan, what do we know about the packages sent to former Vice President Biden?
Not too much. I mean, what we do know at this point, though, is that there were two of them, two packages, and that they were intercepted at a Delaware mailing facility. Usually for these type of things, you know, you're going to have these packages and the staff at these mailing centers are going to be taking images of them as they go through. Now, it's not clear exactly how extensive their security procedures are, but they do take images of them. And at that point, if that's happening overnight to this morning, you know, that image that was sent to the other prominent Democrats was already blasted out at that point. So these guys obviously were on the lookout for that. And when they did see a package that resembled that, that was sent to CNN as well as the other Democrats, they alerted law enforcement. The other thing to note is that in terms of De Niro, a little interesting nugget is we're seeing how important it was that they sent out that image to the public, because what you had is a retired cop who was in that property in the lower Manhattan. And when he, this is what sources are telling me, he already had that package. He had already seen it. And then later on, he's like, wait a minute, what they're showing on TV right now, that kind of, oh man, that looks like what I had there.
Wow.
You know, paraphrasing, of course. At that point, you know, he goes down, sees Debbie Wasserman Schultz and alerts law enforcement.
Now, the Journal writes, the first suspicious package was found Monday in the mailbox of the Westchester County, New York home of George Soros, a prominent liberal donor. Late Tuesday, one addressed to Mrs. Clinton was intercepted, and on Wednesday, several were found addressed to other prominent Democrats, including former President Obama and Representative Maxine Waters of California, as well as, of course, to the mailroom of CNN at the Time Warner Center.
Mm-hmm.
What challenges, Zolan, do police around the country face with regard to these packages? You know, they have to find suspects, and
yep.
Also they still have to respond to possible future emergency calls.
Yeah, so this is the thing. I mean, we all woke up today thinking that, you know, at this point, the investigation would be all about honing in on the suspects. And that's definitely what they're focusing on. But it's a little bit difficult to do that when you constantly have to be aware of new calls that are coming in, many of which are unfounded. So right now you have, that's the biggest challenge for law enforcement. They not only need to track down these leads, and I actually did just hear from a source that right now they're honing in on Florida as well as New York in terms of the investigation as far as tracking down any suspect, specifically right now looking at Florida as a possible origination point for any of those packages.
Where will police send these packages?
They're all going to Quantico. If they find it in New York, then what's going to happen is the NYPD is going to respond with their bomb squad. They're going to then take that into a total containment vessel, otherwise known as the bomb truck. Once it's in this truck that resembles kind of a cement mixer, they put it in a white sphere in the back of that truck. That's going to contain it in case that device was to go off. That truck is going to go to the Bronx, to Rodman's Neck. Once it's there, the NYPD, if they have a device there, can dismantle it. They can analyze it for, you know, future leads. In this case, when you have a plot that spreads different states, they're going to now deem it at the point when they deem it safe, they're going to move it to the FBI's lab in Quantico. Once all the devices are there, they're going to be examined. And at that point, they're looking for any similarities in the way it was built that can lead to a potential suspect.
Is the FBI coordinating the overall investigation at this point?
Right now, you have the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force coordinating the investigation, and that Joint Terrorism Task Force is a coalition of law enforcement agencies, FBI, ATF, as well as NYPD and local law enforcement agencies.
And the Secret Service is also investigating the packages sent to former President Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, since they both still receive Secret Service protection.
Yes, yes, they absolutely are. One more point I wanted to make. You know, you were saying a challenge for law enforcement. Think about this. I mean, on average, there's 51 calls for suspicious packages a day. You know, we're focusing on these because they actually have a device in them and they're threatening. That's another aspect of this. They still have to balance, you know, the calls that are coming in and honing in on a suspect, but tons of those calls are going to be unfounded. I mean, in 2017 alone, there were 18,550 calls for suspicious packages. So you can imagine, you know, the workload that they have right now.
And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that explosive devices were also found in the two packages delivered to former President Biden. Wall Street Journal law enforcement reporter Zolan Cano-Youngs, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.